This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the big question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Yes, it's another 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you're on it. Get on that cycle and ride it. Right. Well, anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Definitely want to check it out for all the different things that are happening with New California. In fact, we're going to be talking a little bit about California here in the first hour. Of course, what's going on in the real world, I guess it's sort of the big old thing, what is going on in the real world. And, well, it's almost like it's not a good place to be. Some people say, actually, it's going to get better. Trust me, it's going to get better. A lot of people think, oh my God, what else could go on in the world? What else could go wrong? Not true. There's a lot of really great things that are happening in the world, and we're going to make sure that you are fully aware of what those good things are and how these things are breaking out for you. Okay, so the trip, I guess, to Korea, that whole thing is still going on. And this is some of the stuff that we've been following here on Agenda 21 Radio. Of course, this is the national news. That trip is still going on. It's going to be a big one. Trump to Nashville crowd, you won't have a Second Amendment if Democrats take over. Proof positive here in California. We're going to cover a story about a farmer in Bakersfield who was arrested. About 15 felony charges filed against him because he was trying to legally register and follow and comply with the law. This new law that's supposed to take place at the end of June, everybody must comply with, about, you know, you have to report your semi-automatic weapons, your assault weapons, to the great Javier Becerra, the Attorney General of California. This is this new law, of course. What do? They register your guns and then they take them away from you. This is just that step function increase. And a farmer down in Bakersfield, California, was arrested. His house was raided because he went online to comply with the law. And once again, we have this complete demonstration of how it works in California. You take perfectly good, honest citizens of California and turn them into felons overnight, which is exactly what happened to this man. And that's why we say you must use caution here in California, because the brown shirts are here. The brown-shirted thugs are here. Yeah, I mean, this is truly what's happened. We've seen this before under the brown Department of Justice in California, where they act like the Nazi brown shirts. And this is truly a case in point in which this is a clear case of that, about how the monoparty system, the whole tyranny that has been brought upon Californians, and prove positive that we are living in a tyranny. Sort of just substantiates everything that we've been talking about in our grievances. By the way, we will read grievance number 19. I can't believe that we let yesterday go by and we didn't get through it. Well, we didn't. Of course, we had all this Roseanne Barr business and all the stuff we were talking about with the distractions. And what are they distracting from? Again, California. That's what I think. I mean, I know people are saying, well, he's from California and he's out in it. Well, no, listen. Once again, if it's going to happen in California, I'm telling you, it's going to happen in your state too, no matter what, where in the other 49 states you are. That's just the way these things are being guided and steered, you know. And then you have other things going on, like what's going on down in South America. Colombia, there's a dam. There's a dam down there, and we've been following this. Actually, there's several dams in South America that are really kind of suspect. The engineering skills applied are not necessarily... Well, of course, here we are in California with the Oroville Dam. That's neglect, though. The Oroville Dam, yes, there were some... clearly, there were some engineering flaws in the place when it was first built. And, you know, I talked to locals and people that actually lived or live around here where I do now, and people still... that worked on the dam. There were engineers and so on. And I, you know, they call and they talk, and because, you know, we've been reporting about the dam, and they said, yeah, that it was, there's some serious flaws in the original design of the dam, but there's some serious flaws in materials that were used. And lo and behold, they're running out of money at the end when they were building things like spillway, so they didn't put enough concrete in. I mean, all this stuff is, of course, paid up over time. And but the big question I always ask them, I said, but what if they were keeping it up like they should have? And they all say, every source that I've used over the last year or so, since the dam situation, they all said nothing would have happened. And they also screwed up. I mean, you know, the dam people, they miscalculated on that night. So we wouldn't be here had they maintained it properly. You know, it would have cost them a total of maybe $200 million at the time to maintain it. Yet Jerry Brown took that $200 million and he spent it on other things. So that's the problem. But down in South America, different engineering capabilities and so on. So we have a dam that's about to burst down there, and that's a big, big story that's going to develop. Along with other things going on down in Central America. I mean, Central America, we stopped focusing a lot, we did, on Agenda 21 Radio. And I guess I can kind of tell the story right now. We had a real, real source of information coming to us from Venezuela when this whole thing started breaking out about 4 or 5 years ago. And we were covering it pretty intensely. And all of a sudden the source, well... went away. The Venezuelans didn't like it. So it kind of tainted us because, you know, we were on the radio and the source went away. And the source was more than happy to tell us what was going on and about the totalitarian thing that was going on, and then also ultimately into Maduro. So I think they figured it out. We haven't heard from them since. So that's, you know, we've just been a little bit shaky. We don't want to upset any more apple carts down there. We still get information on a pretty consistent basis. But, you know, and you just have to kind of make the call. You really do. You just have to kind of make the call. Anyway, some more fallout on what's going on with the Roseanne Barr situation. Sarah Sanders rips media double standard over Roseanne Barr comment. And, of course, we were doing that rather handily, I thought, yesterday with Scott Adams from the Scott Adams Show joined us. And so, finally, this is another thing. Trump, the Nashville crowd that was there in Nashville at that just absolutely brilliant. Of course, here it is. It was two nights ago. That crowd was absolutely brilliant and stunning, just a huge crowd. But, you know, New York Times says, oh, no, it was small. So, article on Breitbart, I'm looking at the headline from Breitbart right now. It says, New York Times admits it lied about crowd size at Nashville Trump rally and corrects after president calls him out. Interesting, the president calls him out, huh? Now, I mean, where do you get your real news today? I'm serious. Where do you get your real news today? You certainly can't see, you really can't trust the New York Times. You just can't do it. San Diego County released 349 illegals wanted by ICE since January, since your state law began. Excuse me, coffee time. Oh boy. I'm sorry, I just had to do it. Isn't that amazing? 349 illegals wanted by ICE were just released. Not just, hey, go away, goodbye. That's the way they do it. That's the way they were rolling in San Diego. I think that's going to change quite a bit. Patrick O'Donnell, old blood and guts. Patton learned to command during the Great War. Anyway, we got a bunch of stuff coming up we're going to talk about here. So stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again.
Do you toss and turn all night, can't sleep because you're spouse is snoring, or wake up with neck pain or a headache? If you're not getting the sleep you need, now you can with MyPillow.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and I had all these problems too. I tried every pillow out there and nothing worked, so I invented MyPillow. My patented fill does something no other pillow can do. MyPillow lets you adjust it to your exact individual needs regardless of sleep position and stays that way all night long so you get the best sleep of your life.
Before MyPillow, I had difficulty sleeping through the night. Now with MyPillow, I have a good night's sleep every night.
I tried a couple other more expensive pillows that were the foam pillows or memory foam, and it just didn't really work. As soon as I tried the MyPillow, it worked out great.
Other pillows go flat, causing you to fold them over or use your arm for support, which can cause pain. Hard foam pillows can raise your head too high, making you very uncomfortable. But the revolutionary MyPillow has patented fill that won't go flat and keeps your neck supported and aligned to your exact individual need. MyPillow helps you get and stay in deep sleep all night long.
Call now or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code
AGENDA
to save over 50% on one of my best offers ever. I invented MyPillow because I believe everyone should get a great night's sleep. I do all of my own manufacturing in my home state of Minnesota, and every part of MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and dryable, and it comes with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a full 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Call now or go to MyPillow.com. Use this promo code
AGENDA,
and Mike will give you one of his best offers ever. Save over 50% on a 4-pack with 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. That's right, save over 50%. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-MYPILLOW. 800-266-4715. Use the promo code AGENDA. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, this whole Starbucks thing, I've got to get, I think I'll probably play it in another part of the show, not right now, but this is just, once again, the shining thing hits. But we're still on script. We are still on script about what we're doing here. Okay, Starbucks coffee, which I'm not drinking. No. I think I'm done with Starbucks. I really do. I want a cup of coffee. I don't want racism. You know, I don't want to be objectified as an evil white man when I go into Starbucks, which it's becoming quite apparent as I've looked through their little curriculum vitae about, they closed down their stores and everything, you know, so that they could get everybody comfortable within their own skin. Because, you know, everything's about skin tones and things like that with Starbucks. So anytime, see, to me, I'm uncomfortable going in there because I feel I'm being objectified as a white man. And I don't like that. I object to that. And I object to their variety of using their corporate logo. It's a fascistic type of thing. And quite frankly, that's just the way I feel. I just have to out it out about, they have a wonderful system and their coffee is delicious. And, you know, I can go on and on and on about them. But the bottom line, after what I've seen, and again, we're going to get this Maria Bartiromo interview of the president of Starbucks. And that's even more disturbing. But the one thing that ties it all together for me is the fact that Starbucks supports Planned Parenthood. Not only do they blatantly promote anti-white hysteria, and you see, here's the problem. And I'm using the term white because I think it's significant. We could easily substitute the term black or brown or yellow or whatever because it's about the tone of your skin. And I want to make that very, very clear. This isn't that we're white supremacists. We hate blacks and whites. You know, we hate whites, or the verbiage hate comes up. But my point is this: anytime, I don't care if it's whatever skin. When you start perseverating and focusing on skin color, you're a racist. I'm sorry, that's a racist for me. When everything about a person's personality or person's intentions or whatever is based upon what you perceive to be their skin color, that's racism, folks. And when you have corporations, because they screwed up, all of a sudden impose upon all their employees and make it known we're not racist, when in fact they never were. Somebody did a stupid thing apparently at their place of employment. I'm not too sure that person, understanding and looking a little bit more into details about that particular event in Philadelphia, I'm not too sure that the person, the employee, didn't do the right thing. You know, you have this clash of the homeless coming in. You don't know who they are. They had certain specific guidelines as an employee to follow. Seems to me the employee followed that protocol. And then all of a sudden said, oh, race card, let's play the race card. Let's go ahead and use the race card. Let's never let a crisis go to waste. And so we'll just interject into the employees there because we don't want them to be seen as racist. When in fact, they're more seen as racist today than ever before. I mean, they had a whole bunch of things that they had been promoting and being a party to, before. And now all of a sudden, this stuff starts to show up with this. We're going to have shut everything down because we don't want people to think we're racist. We're that paranoid. I'm not a racist. I worked with a guy one time. I couldn't believe it. White guy who worked with some minorities at a school, Well, not a lot of them, and he apparently had good relations with them. But you mentioned the word race around them, or things that might, you know, talk about racism or something like that, or it, in the discussion, because in education you have these discussions, as you should. I think they're healthy. And he would just kind of like freak out. You have to be addressing when somebody calls somebody a name racially, and you got to discipline somebody about that, and you got to have the conversation usually with that individual or usually with parents or whatever. You have to have the conversation about name calling, race baiting, all this other stuff. And some people overtly do it. I've seen all races do it, where they use the racism card all the time as kids. It's just, and you got to stop it. You have to stop it in the schools. So it just breeds and festers and just explodes, like kind of like what we see right now in our own culture. It's just expanded because you have the race hustlers out there constantly trying to aggrieve people with as racist, especially the whole thing about critical race theory, white privilege, and all this other stuff. The perseveration has now become focused on all whites, especially as they start to flood. And we're talking about Obama now, flooding in the country, people that were not white from other countries all over the world. And that's a fact. Those are facts. That's what exactly, that, talk about racism. My God. It was overtly racism what they were doing. So this whole racism game and playing the race card vis-a-vis skin color is unacceptable. It should be. And we need to denounce it. We need to denounce and really focus on what is going on. In terms of things like, well, Planned Parenthood. Listen, I got a beef about them. They murder hundreds of thousands of Americans every year. Now, this particular article coming from Alveda King. Starbucks, this is her article. Starbucks should stop funding Planned Parenthood if it's serious about ending racism. The pro-life niece of Martin Luther King Jr., this is from Dr. Susan Berry, said that if Starbucks truly wanted to end racism, it would stop funding Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider. And we have a picture up. It's a great picture. I've seen this before. The most dangerous place for an African American is in the womb, with a picture of a cute little girl, black girl, and it says that's abortion.com. It's apparently a poster that's up in Manhattan, right next to a Starbucks sign, I might add. Yeah, the most dangerous place for an African-American is in the womb. That's true. And we've had this discussion about abortions in New York. There are more abortions committed on black women than there are live births in New York. That's just a fact. That's been going on for years. Now, listen, I look at that. The tens of thousands that happens to, those are Americans. I don't care about the skin color. Those are Americans who are aborting. Americans. And then we've got stories in other places about how we don't have enough Americans to take jobs. Yeah, that's because we abort them. And, oh, by the way, they're black. Most of them, the vast majority of abortions occur to blacks. And they represent 12% of the population. Are you kidding me? And we can't stop that? Come on. We have to have a discussion and close down the stores. And then we have to lay guilt on a certain race? White privilege, anyone? What's wrong with that picture? Alveda King, who serves as director of a civil rights for the urban at Priest for Life, noted in a column in the Washington Examiner the attempt by Starbucks Tuesday to recover from the appearance of engaging in racist business practices. Starbucks made a point of publicizing it would be conducting a racial bias education day for its employees in the wake of incidents last month in two of its stores and led to accusations of racism and a call on social media for a boycott of the coffee shop chain. In one situation, two black men were sitting in Philadelphia Starbucks without making a purchase, were arrested for trespassing. Yeah. I guess it's, and it was simply because they were black, when the whole store was filled with black people. Right. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server. Those are your words. In her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. New California. Okay, we're having like a serious discussion right here. Right here, right now, a serious discussion about racism and Alvina King, who came out strongly against the racist Starbucks program to train everybody up because of all the situation. They closed down all the Starbucks for half a day on Tuesday to bring them the new curriculum about racism, because everybody, they're presuming that everybody in their stores are racist, and especially if you're white. That's the full story here. So if you're white, you're a racist. And of course, this is the whole critical race theory thing that actually led to the death of Andrew Breitbart, believe it or not. And you got to go back and, Derrick Bell, the Harvard professor that Obama was touting, and of course Derrick Bell was touting Obama in Harvard, and the whole thing about critical race theory, which, because white men created the Constitution and all that. That means the Constitution is a racist document, that it's institutionalized white. And, of course, now this has just moved to the pseudoscience beyond all expectation stuff, that their claims of this notion going forward is absolutely true. White men created the document. So thus, therefore, the document is racist. Of course, they failed to mention in the whole discussion that, you know, it was in the 1700s, and the world was progressing. Population dynamics were completely different. Demographics, by the way, what about the demographics of 1770 versus 2018? You know, a lot of things changed, and there's a lot more people. In fact, the science is kind of settled on that one, isn't it? There's a lot more people now on the planet, and we have much better living conditions on the planet, and we have progressed. In fact, the leader of the progression of all the social engineering business has been the United States of America, and the documents that provided the finest country in the world by the founding fathers, who were white men, yes, are the documents these very people are condemning today that they're enjoying the liberties and freedoms from. So anyway, so much for the critical race theory business. It's a racist notion. It's a racist doctrine. You have all kinds of people, race baiters and hustlers who, and of course, promote that in liberation theology. It all springs out from this stuff. And that's my point. Thomas Sowell absolutely condemns critical race theory and this whole notion about white guilt and all this stuff. And we should all have white guilt. So the finger's been pointing at white people now for about the objectification of white people. And that's the key thing. This is a hate document, a hate doctrine of objectification of one's whites, or race, right? That just makes sense. That is pure racism. When you start to get into the white people wrote this document, so therefore every white person is a racist. Now, I mentioned earlier, and I tell this story about this guy that I know, not a real friend, but colleague. You mentioned racism. He always got really hackled, you know. I mean, his neck would get red. I'm serious, and it's laughable now. It was laughable then, you know, because at one point in the conversation, we were having a conversation about that dealt into race and stuff like that. And God, he finally came out and he was kind of talking in not a normal fashion. And he said, you know, I'm not a racist. And it was kind of like we're sitting there at the table because none of us thought any of us, and by the way, it was mixed company, mixed races. None of us were even at that level. I thought, well, why are you saying that now? Was not the place to bring it up in the conversation. We're all like going, because you have to have in school discipline issues or school issues when you're developing a school, you have to have those kind of discussions about how it's going to be perceived racially and so on, and what you do to mitigate it, obviously, and what you do to talk things through and get things to a person, you know, an understanding. Well, he came out and says, well, I'm not a racist. And we said, well, no one says you are. Well, I don't want to be called a racist, he said. So, you know, first of all, if you're going to delve into the race thing and try and keep, schools stable and nonviolent and things like that, you got to delve into the race thing. You got to have the conversations about it. You have to use some skills and abilities. And I said to him, I said, well, why is that a problem? He said, nobody says you're a racist. Well, I know, I'm not a racist. And so he goes into this whole kind of tirade about racism for about a minute. I said, oh, wait a minute. I said, you know, we're focusing on what's going on with the behavior of people here that we want to try and prevent people being provoked, triggered, if you will, by a racial incident or a racial, nuance or something. And he says, well, I'm not a racist and I can prove it. And I'm like, what? You can prove it? And he pulls out his membership card in the NAACP, a white guy. And we're all like stunned. Now, listen, it was a mixed group. Racially mixed group, and I think here's this guy pulling out this card. He throws talk about the race card. He throws out an NAACP membership card, and his dues were paid up. I'm sitting there going, oh, I mean, I've never seen anything. But the fear of taking on racial issues is not a big fear. It isn't. if you're not a racist. At heart, you know you're not. You have your belief system. All people are created equal. Gee, where did that come from? Huh. My goodness, where did that come from? What a notion. Right. I'm not saying it isn't out there. We know it's out there. But a whole company based upon an incident here of two black men sitting in a Philadelphia Starbucks, which was, I understand, was predominantly filled with black people, all of a sudden it becomes a racial issue. See, that's, there's a difference between the guy that I was just describing and then somebody exploiting racism for a given reason. You know, I mean, these people, when they blow these things up, these non-profits, these organizations, they get tons of money that flow in from these incidences. I don't know if you know that or not. I mean, that's what happens. People say, oh, yeah, we'll donate. And they donate. You know, that's why Al Sharpton runs around all the time playing the race card. Oh, we'll donate. Then people donate. So this is what happened with Alvina King. It says, a letter sent to Starbucks CEO and signed by King and other pro-life leaders said, I think if this public relations fix means Starbucks is no longer complicit in racism, it's time to wake up and smell your own coffee. But Starbucks had racism in its corporate identity long before the April arrest, King wrote in a Washington op-ed. Through its corporate donations, Starbucks contributes to one of the most racist organizations in the nation's history, Planned Parenthood. The largest single provider of abortions in the United States performs more than 300,000 terminations each year. Most of those are black babies, I might add. In her column, King observed to Starbucks the racist roots of Planned Parenthood. Beginning with its founder, eugenist Margaret Sanger. Now, if you want to experiment and see how a Margaret Sanger played out, check out the medical doctors of Adolf Hitler. Oh, boy. Yeah. Talk about... This whole thing, especially about eugenics with African-Americans, in my opinion, is where it's all focused. The slaughter of black individuals... people, human beings in wombs is incredible. Smell the coffee, Starbucks. I mean, this is me. More African Americans have died from abortions than from AIDS, accidents, violent crimes, cancer, and heart disease. Combined, she explains, in America today, a black child is three times more likely to be killed in the womb than a white child. And since 1973, abortion has reduced the black population by more than 25%. Margaret Sanger would be proud. King pointed out that 80% of Planned Parenthood facilities are located in inner-city neighborhoods, and the abortion chain's business model is specifically engineered to target black people. That's Alvina King.
Doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Nothing like Vella Blue and S. White playing for us here. Okay, we're talking about this Starbucks issue and what is truly going on with Starbucks and this whole thing with Alvina King and the abortion industry, in which Starbucks contributes millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood. And you know what? The CEO, when asked by Maria Bartiromo yesterday about it, didn't know they did that. You talk about a guy who looked like he was just shot right through a cannon. When Maria was great. I got to tell you, we're gonna get that interview and play it for you. It won't be this. It won't be in this segment, but it will be during the show today, because I was never a real big fan of Maria Bartiromo. Until really the last couple of years. And I've become a stand and deliver, applaud her at every moment fan. She just handled this guy's, I mean, this guy, talk about, listen, Starbucks has got to be so embarrassed today as a corporation. They're racist, they're bigots, and they pay for murder. So go get your latte at Starbucks. I mean, really, when you take a look at the fact pattern that's developed here from Alvina King to Maria Bartiromo, I mean, and, well, now, Agenda 21 Radio, but I'm just the messenger here delivering a message. And what is very, very clear to me is that the social engineering business by corporations, holier than thou, of course, where you get your sustenance every day, and you know, they are so much better than our churches, by the way. I mean, I watched this guy yesterday in the interview with Maria Bartiromo, and I was like going, is he the new Messiah? Is Starbucks CEO the new Messiah? Who should be telling us how to be socially engineered in our lives, in America, in the world? In the world! Oh my God, it's the world! Agenda 21 tells us it's the world! I mean, I don't know. You know, I'm a big fan of guys like Martin Luther King Jr., who wasn't selling coffee. He was selling morality. There's no question about that. And I like to go to the Bible to consult about morality. Mm-hmm. I do. And we as Americans, we should also be going to our founding documents to consult as well, rather than to be turned off by, you know, them because they were written by white guys. What's up with that? you make documents racist now. There's a building they call racist building. It was built by a white guy. The building must be racist. The roads that we drive on were built by white people. The engineers were white. They came up with the drawings and the plans. They were white. So the roads that we drive on today are racist. White privilege brought us these roads. Really? In airplanes. If you're flying in an airplane, and it was designed by a white person, that's white privilege, and you should not fly in that airplane. Isn't that what this is all about? Isn't it? I mean, truly, this is racism. Nothing else. Just cheap racism. The hustle. You know, Reverend Jackson be proud of everybody. Martin Luther King, disgusted. And what about Martin Luther? Things to learn from him, too, right? See, I don't need Starbucks to tell me how to moralize my life, and nor should you. I just want a cup of brew. And I'll no longer ever go to a Starbucks to get one. I've had it. I don't want to feel like I'm walking into a place where they're perceiving me as a white racist guy. They've been trained up to do so. Get training. They stopped the whole corporate structure to train people to hate whites. Now, when you hate whites, gee, it's not too difficult to start hating other colors. Because clearly what they used there was an instrument, and that whole training thing, that was designed to perseverate on white people as the problem. For some reason, the woman that was in Starbucks that called the police because these people went into the bathroom and they were there hanging out, I don't know, was she white? And that was the problem? It was perceived that way? Maybe she legitimately had a beef. There was something going on. We don't know. Because she was fired. This is what Alvina King is getting at with everybody, guys. That's what she's getting at in her editorial. It says, King called out Starbucks and other companies that claim to care about racial bias to stop funding Planned Parenthood in the House of Horrors, which has taken precious lives away from minority communities and from society at large. It says, through the funding of Planned Parenthood, Sanger... This is going back to Margaret Sanger, by the way. Well, I mean, let's get back into the Margaret Sanger thing. I mean, we can get it. I mean, Sanger, who began the Negro Project in 1939, worked to bring birth control to blacks in an effort to reduce their population. The Negro Project was sold as a solution to poverty and high birth rates among the black communities. And, of course, at this point in time, who was engaging actively in this kind of stuff was Adolf Hitler, taking the lead from Sanger, actually. This is what King concluded. Starbucks, if you're really serious about eliminating racism, you will acknowledge that black people, and indeed all human beings, are of one blood, one human race, born and unborn. Racism and abortion are crimes against humanity. We'd be happy to sit down with you to discuss racial justice over a cup of coffee. When Starbucks CEO Johnson was asked by Fox Business host Maria Bartiromo for his response to King's op-ed, Johnson responded, "He is not aware that we do fund Planned Parenthood. What I do and am aware of and do believe is that we want to create a customer experience for every customer that visits our store." Abortion with your coffee. Something about the blood that they put in the coffee. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill
natural pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Elfiman is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And I'll tell you what, Margaret Sanger, boy, she had all the answers, didn't she? Just kill black people. And, you know, that's the sad thing, is that what we're seeing right now is Margaret Sanger coming to life through people like Starbucks and critical race theory and all these other things, where you objectify a race. Objectification of race, any race, is bad because it only leads to evil things. It really does. And we're seeing this whole process play out through critical race theory, which was, of course, liberation theology and all this other stuff that plays into that. It's just pure racism. We got to knock that off. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on. We're going to be coming back and talking to you a little bit about what's going on with some of the California races that are out there. And again, talk about corrupt election systems. We're going to see a full-on demonstration of it from stem to stern going on in California on Tuesday. But now we're starting to find out. And in fact, Megan Barth, our election specialist, will be with us tomorrow on Agenda 21 Radio to talk about the upcoming primaries and all the different corrupt systems throughout the United States, not just California. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.